Yeah, I definitely did. It took a toll on me, but I definitely, thanks Coach Dobson and all the running over the summer, it didn't take too much. Coach Pelini had said to me, fortunately, that he wouldn't talk to me in meetings yesterday. He'd never talked to me if I ever got walked down. So when I caught the ball and I saw green, I was like, I can't get caught at all. So definitely was not going to get caught. And if I did, I was going to drag that person in the end zone with me. Last time I scored a touchdown was in high school when I got a fumble recovery and took it in for a touchdown. They're huge, and I mean, what's one thing that our coaches preach to us, that if one unit is down, the other two units need to pick us up and make sure that we're carrying the load as well as the offense, giving them a chance to come back and get in their own, is like they did. Because I mean, I think the offense last game definitely took most of the toll and helped us out quite a bit last game. So it's, I mean, reverse roles with special teams and defense this game. Yeah, I mean, Niles definitely gave us a boost with that kickoff return. So, I mean, it kind of put the wind in the sails and got us going and started running, especially on offense. Defense came out even more pumped up after that. So, it was great to have that.
Between you and Ty, it looked like you guys were pretty consistent being disruptive for us. Was it something you guys were doing different this week as opposed to last week, something different about them? I mean, you guys seem to be all different.
I mean, I think it's a combination of things, because I think me and Ty work real well together, and I was not saying that me and Crick and me and Timor don't, but I think we work well together and whatnot, and the thing is that was how our defense was set up. We knew that it depended on us to control the inside and allow our linebackers to be able to drop a lot quicker into the coverage if they needed to, and if they saw that I was passing down, or even on quick QB draws, because that was a big thing that this team that we saw they could do, and they could hurt us with us. And you see the QB when they're an empty, most of the time you're thinking it's going to be a pass, a quick pass, or some of that sort. So our linebackers kind of tendency to get out and cover the pass, so we definitely have to shut down the draw. So we definitely took that and understood that in this defense that we needed to step up and make sure we controlled the interior. Yeah, we had a good feeling because we watched him against UC Davis, and he definitely had a good ending of that game and saw some things that he could do. He's a dangerous quarterback, elusive, and he can definitely get out in the open field and cause havoc. So we definitely saw and were careful. We wanted to make sure we made him feel our presence and knew that we knew what kind of player he was and how dangerous he was, and that we're not going to take him lightly. It hurts us a little bit, but then it also, I mean, it gives somebody else like Pierre to come in and step in like he did today. I mean, I think Pierre did a great job today coming in. I mean, I believe that was the second series in the first half. So Pierre Kett had a great game and obviously can step up and be a starter for us.
Anything else for now? Thanks.
Thank you.